Opposition MP Vince Roy Jordan opened the debates by urging the government to implement a more targeted approach towards the expansion of the local agriculture sector. Jordan argues that not enough is being done by the government to promote the expansion of rural agriculture and to get more youths involved in the sector. The shadow agriculture minister also accused the government of investing in programs that do not necessarily benefit farmers across the country.
I share the views and vision that the people of regions number 1, 2, 7, 8, 9, and 10 must be given the opportunity to develop their potential in agriculture, to feed those regions and play also, sir, an integral role in placing Guyana not only as the breadbasket of the Caribbean, sir, but also the South American nation that will feed the nations of the world.
But Minister of Agriculture Zulfikar Mustafa rejected those claims, arguing that since 2020, the agriculture sector has been experiencing a rapid transformation, which caters for both small-scale rural-based subsistence-level farming enterprises and dynamic large plantation-scale industries.
We have budgeted and expended $122 billion as against APNU $93 billion for 5 years. Mr. Speaker, for this year alone, the agriculture budget of $97.6 billion will be more than the 5 years that the APNU spent in agriculture in their term in office.
The agriculture minister says Guyana will continue to lead CARICOM in its ambitious goal of reducing its import bill by 25% by the year 2025. He says, too, that the government will continue to focus on expanding the sugar industry, referring to the $6 billion allocated to Gaisuku this year. The government has budgeted $97.6 billion for the agricultural sector this year, in comparison to the total of $60 billion that had been pumped into the sector in 2023.